Lecture topic, annihilating oneself.
Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. He was a personality of a very, very high caliber. So one day, during the course of some lesson, whatever the subject matter might have been, so he stopped and he addressed the students to say that, I firmly believe from the bottom of my heart that every one of you is better than me. So, now he was not just an alim, he was an alim of a very high caliber. He was unanimously accepted as a very great wali of Allah Ta'ala. Now he's addressing his students, he's addressing who everybody regards themselves as completely his juniors, as his students, as his servants and slaves maybe. And he's addressing them and saying, I firmly believe. Now these people, this is the aspect that we sometimes are far behind. That they didn't just have words. When they said something, they were speaking about reality. They were not just saying something for the sake of saying it. Just something for making somebody, the Lord happy, appeasing someone. When they spoke their heart. And therefore, if they had something to say, they said it in a way that was clear. Somebody sometimes didn't like it also, but they didn't deliberately go out to offend someone, but if something had to be said clearly, they said it clearly. So they spoke their heart, they didn't have pretenses about it. So he was speaking his heart, that this was whatever the subject matter was, to convince those that he was now teaching, that this is the condition of my heart as well. So some didn't understand it. So in any case, they just got overwhelmed with the statement of his, because it came from the depth of his heart, and they got overwhelmed. He then, to sort of give everybody a chance to compose themselves, he himself, he left the subject and went away. But later on again he asked, did you all understand it? So some said, yes, now we understood it. So now the question would be, what did we understand? They understood, what did they understand? The thing is, when a person truly gets close to Allah Ta'ala, and the higher he gets, then not just from the tongue, he truly believes from within himself that he is nobody. Now, we may sometimes say with our tongues that I am nobody, Ahqarul Wara, and other various titles of humility we might give ourselves. But for each one of us is to ask ourselves in our own time, what do I think within myself about myself? What do I think within myself about myself in comparison to my colleagues, my classmates, people around me, others? Now we're talking about people who were giants of the time, and the firm belief in their hearts was that they're nobody. That itself was the proof that they were very great people. Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah, he once made a statement and he said that I am the least of everyone. Now when, again the same thing, this was not just something for the sake of saying it, he genuinely said something which was the condition of his heart, what he felt. So somebody came and mentioned this to Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, that this is the statement Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi made. So he is the giant of the time, and how can he be the least of everybody? So Abdullah bin Barak rahmatullah alayhi said, this is what has made him what he is. Meaning this is his true, the feeling of his heart, this is a conviction within him, because he truly believes himself to be what he expressed, this has taken him to the point where he is where he is. Meaning he is this giant of a personality and this great wali of Allah Ta'ala. It's this condition of his heart that took him there. It's not just something on the tongue. Now, when this becomes truly the condition of the heart, and this is what tawazu is all about, this condition and this conviction of the heart, not just something on the tongue, something that's just on the surface, is truly within, and what, whether it's truly within or not, that will now show itself out on different occasions, when especially reactions, that will show how a person is reacting, that will tell him what's inside him. So now this is the thing to develop, this tawazu in reality. And the reality of this tawazu is that a person truly from within himself believes, I'm nobody, I'm nothing. Now there's 101 things that can come to the mind, but how can I be regarding myself as nobody and nothing when I see others are doing things that I, alhamdulillah, am safe from? So there's another whole part of this, but the point is that this is what's required of us, to firmly believe, because we have no idea of tomorrow. We don't have the idea of anybody else's tomorrow or ours. Until this doesn't happen, we haven't yet started really in trying to really progress and get closer to Allah Ta'ala. This is the starting point, annihilation, the making fana of one's ana, that ana, I am somebody, I am something, I becomes a big problem. Till that is not crushed and annihilated, then whole host of all kinds of spiritual diseases will still be part of our life, and we'll be blundering in so many things. This is the starting point. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.